What's up, y'all boy? It's your girl, Geechee Hood Activist.
And my name is Chris Cato from Charleston, South Carolina.
So today, this video, we finna teach y'all boy, you know, about Geechee slang, which is actually a language, but you know, most people consider it slang. You know, so we about to teach y'all boy about the real Geechee experience from Charleston, South Carolina.
Let's jump into this thing, man. The first word is flam.
Flam.
Flam is a person, place, or thing who don't fulfill their obligation that say they gonna do something. They say they gonna do it, they ain't never come through, so... If you say you're going to pick up the groceries from the grocery store, you ain't ever pick it up, you flam.
That boy flam.
You ain't show up to work, you say you been coming, that boy flam. Mm-mm. You flam.
Flam mission.
Next word is boonky.
Baba boonky.
What that boonky mean?
So boonky basically mean when you talking about somebody behind, right? So you will hear a lot of guys, they see a girl with a big old booty down here. We ain't gonna say booty. They gonna say, ooh, that girl got bad old boonky. Look at that gal boonky.
Big boonky. That's you know? A good looking boonky.
Oh, what girls, you know, look, boy come out, grab your boonky. Like, boy, get off my boonky. Don't touch my boonky.
Girl, I ain't kill your boonky my shape anyway. Next word is in it.
In it though.
And it is mostly like looking for agreements from somebody. So if I say, hey, that girl got a big boonky, I might say, in it. Or, hey, that boy flam in it. Mm-hmm. He ain't real in it. That boy ain't real. Mm-hmm. I can tell he ain't real in it. Hey, that Bird Box movie been off the chain in it.
In it?
Next word is bam.
Bam.
Let them know what bam mean.
So bam, that basically mean like let's say you frying some fish and that thing, my guy like bam, you know? Or you the first one to finish your test.
Bam. The next word is bussin.
Bussin.
Anything that's bussin down here in Charleston always referring to food.
That means
it tastes real good. Real good.
Red rice.
That red bussin. Rice be bussin. That
sweet tea.
What a place in Beaufort. Gullah Grub. Gullah Grub shark nuggets is bussin.
Bussin.
Oh God. Y'all slipping not coming down yet, man. Y'all need to come mess with that. Next word is Them boy. So them boy usually refers to a group of people. You know, it's almost like how you say thing them. You know, thing them and them boy kind of go together. Mm-hmm. It's almost when you don't know who it is. You can't remember who it was. So you might be like, hey, them boy say the sky about to fall tomorrow. Who them boy?
Okay.
Hey, thing them say the hurricane coming. Who thing them?
So the next one is Luck ya. Y'all boy, luck ya.
I'd rather die, Charlie, your soldier. Shout out Pop Shop West Ashland. Look, y'all mean just, hey, let me show you something.
Mm-hmm.
Come over here, let me show you. Look here.
Right, but we don't say look here, you know?
Hell no, we don't say look here. I want to curse, man. I ain't going to curse. You know the video.
We say look, yeah.
I'm trying to get some money, y'all, boy. So the next word we got is A. Hey.
A.
You know what I'm saying? A. That's just like yelling at a group of people, A. Hey, or you know the boy about to trip off you in high school, them boys say, hey, look at that boy, look at them boy, hey, that boy got them dunk, man. They ain't no jump, man, them dunk, man.
Oh, if somebody finna all at you, you already know, because they gonna be like, hey, little thing in the red dress,
right.
Little thing with the green hair,
Which bring us to the next word, little thing. It's referring to good looking women down here, and we say, boy, that little thing, right. Next word we got also is nanny.
Nanny.
Drop that thing, boy. Let me see what I'm nanny.
So nanny, it can be used in different ways. Like let's say like you on a toilet, you be like, hey man, you know, churn, knocking on the door, people rushing in. Man, I nannying. Or you know, somebody foreign or poom. You know, and that thing has sound wet. You know, some fart sound wet, some sound dry. If it no sound way, wet, yeah. Be like, you nanny.
But nanny up in it, yeah, but you nanny up. Because if you nanny up, that means you did it in somewhere you ain't supposed to do. Right. Not that ain't the bathroom. If you just regular nanny, that means you did it in the bathroom. If you nanny yap, you did it in your mouth.
Your mouth nanny up in it. What I think smell like that.
Or you
did
it in your drawers. Like, or you nanny up somewhere, you nanny up. The next word is boy ye. I can let my little sister take over boy ye because she used that one.
Boy ye. That's like my favorite Geechee word. I say that like probably 11,000 times a day. Then basically somebody, they come at you with some mess. You know, like, let's say your cousin asks you for $10, but you already had get them, boy, $10.
Right.
You're like, boy, ye, at my face, already give you $10, ye. Nah. Boy, ye, at my
face. Fall back. Boy, go sleep. Next word is Baba. And that's a real simple one. You walk past somebody and say, what's up, Baba? You know, so that's just mostly referring to, any. It could be a boy or a girl. You could just say, what's up, Baba?
Right.
What's going on? I say, what's up, Baba, to you in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Next word is box.
I'm in a box.
Box is like punching. I'm going to punch you. I'm about to box you in your mouth. I'm about to box you off.
But we don't say punch. If you hear somebody down, you're saying punch, then from you.
Right. hey, buddy, I'm going to punch you. Are you guys ready for that? It's like, nah, I'm going to box you off with. The next word is going now.
Going
it's
now.
A combination of two words. Going, go on now. Three words. So it's like going now. I'm about to box you off now. Next word we got real quick. Dip.
Dip
off. Let them know what dip mean, bro.
So dip basically just mean when you about to leave. Like, you know, let's say you at your mama and boy house. You like, man, listen, I about to go back to my own place. I finna dip right now. Catch our boy later.
I about to dip. If the police off. Coming.
We dipping.
I dipping. Straight out.
The boy shooting. We dipping.
Straight like that. The next word is ming. And you know, I'm gonna take over this word right here. Cause you know, a lot of time people, they use that word as a placeholder word. But I use it as, you know, beautiful women like ming. Like I use it short for mingle. And if I go in somewhere, I'm about to say, oh man, I see a bunch of little ming boy. Or I about to go out there and ming. You see how it could mean two different things, but then it's like a placeholder. Mm-hmm. And you know, people know what I'm talking about if I say, hey, ming dynasty out there. Ming dynasty. You know, little beautiful women out there, bunch of mingles. Next word is churn.
Churn.
Churn. The Gullah language said chilling, but we say
churn.
What I mean?
That basically means you talking about kids, are you referring to kid? Like, you know, because somebody could be acting like man, you joking. You acting like them low churn.
Acting like low. You know? Y'all act like low churn.
Like how old you was? You doing that?
You act like low churn.
So that basically just means churn, referring to churn. Or we talking about somebody acting like, you know, acting like low churn. Like, I tell them churn time to come in, street light on, time to come in this house.
And sometimes, like how I do it, if you're a bunch of churn, like, hey, my son, I'd be like, churn! Come in the house. You time to come inside. Come on. And they walking down the street. Ain't like he got us nothing to eat. The next word is jokey.
Jokey. Like how what he had just said just now. Been jokey.
I've been jokey. I ain't gonna lie. I've been jokey. If somebody say you jokey, it could be in a good way or a bad way. Yeah. So somebody could walk up to you and say, hey, you jokey. You know, it's just based on how they say it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to define the intention. So jokey is pretty much self-explanatory right there.
Yeah, pretty much.
The next word is gal.
Gal.
Now I start to understand why people say we sound like from the islands, because I don't say girl.
Mm-hmm.
I just straight say gal. Them gal right there, right. Hey, them gal is making the Ming Dynasty right with they big bunky and these flam boys up in ya.
Gal free till 10, y'all girl. Get ready. Let's hop up to this club.
Hey, the gal coming in till 11 free, so you know he about to be jacked. And you know jack mean, you know, amped up, like live, you know, turnt like y'all like to see. And the last word we got...
Benya, cause we some Benyas.
Man, let them know what Benya means.
So Benya, it basically means, you know, like you either been born or raised down ya in Charleston, South Carolina. You know, you a native. You know, like y'all might know that show Gullah Gullah Island, and they had the little frog on them.
Benya. Cause Benya.
Right, he Benya.
He ain't just come here.
He Benya.
Y'all just came here.
Right.
So make sure y'all keep coming to the channel though.
So if you had love the content, you love what we did just now, please hit that like button, subscribe, comment, and don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Geechee Experience.
Hey, let us know what y'all think. You know what I'm saying? Who we sound like? We can't tell because we talk like this every day. And then let us know if some words y'all want us to see. We'll drop it on you.
Bam. You know?
Let us know what it does, man. We holler at y'all for the next video.
We out, y'all.
Peace.